This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
Hello. In the traditional motion picture story, the villains are usually defeated. The ending is a happy one. I can make no such promise for the picture you're about to watch. The story isn't over. You and the audience are part of the conflict.
We have before us the opportunity to forge for ourselves and for future generations a new world order. A world where the rule of law, not the law of the jungle, governs the conduct of nations. When we are successful, and we will be, we have a real chance at this new world order, an order in which a credible United Nations can use its peacekeeping role to fulfill the promise and vision of the UN's founders.
9, 3, 0, 2, 8.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
The original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
New government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City. But it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have this far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Gleason and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism one community at a time. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, it's your community suffering from totalitarianitis. Everyone wants to know. Welcome to the show. A lot of things going on, and all eyes, of course, are on Charlotte, North Carolina, and perhaps Tulsa, Oklahoma, because of two shootings that killed two black individuals. And, of course, everybody's going nutty. That's basically what's happening. Welcome to the show, like I said. There's other things going on. We've got the debate that's coming up here in just a couple of days, actually. Donald Trump versus Hillary Rodham Clinton. Hillary Rodham Clinton really not being out on the campaign trail for the last, well, it'll be 6 days. 6 days total running up to the presidential debate. All eyes will be on her. Now, it's kind of interesting. A little side note, we're going to be talking about this a little bit more because we're going to be looking at the polls. Hardly anybody goes to her rallies any longer. I mean, this has got to be a big problem for people on the left to understand this, that hardly anybody goes to her rallies. Hello, rally around Hillary, just not happening. Donald Trump gets thousands, 8,000, 10,000 at a pop and another 8,000, 10,000 waiting outside. Now, the question is, will it all convert to votes? And, you know, remember, as we have talked about here on this radio show, if they use the California model, and I'm talking about the globalists, the elitists out there that are going to infiltrate all of the county voter registrar's offices throughout the United States, all 50 states. Oh, I'm sorry, was it 57 states? No, it's 50, that's right. 50 states. then, you know, we could be in trouble if they follow the California model. And I'm talking about the California model that was used June 7th, in which vast amounts of, well, provisional ballots were used. And we figured out that, well, what they did is they got into the election systems manuals on how to train the pollers, the people that work at the polls. And they started to, well, mess with the system pretty good. And we identified that over the last several weeks. We've had Katie Grimes on the show and Megan Barth of ReaganBaby.com, who kind of explained that and laid it out. And we've come up with a little bit of a plan. And quickly, the plan is make sure you go down and vote. And you get all your receipts for your registration when you go to register. And personally, go down and vote. Vote, that's the key thing. Do not use, we are not recommending that you use absentee ballots. Because in California, millions of them were not counted. And who won the June 7th primary, according to Katie Grimes? By a landslide, Bernie Sanders, which is what I predicted. A lot of people are going back and counting those provisional ballots, and it's going Bernie Sanders' way. So Hillary, well, you know, it's the big lie. This, and again, what was happening in California, and I bring this up, thousands of people were going to Bernie Sanders' rallies, and hardly anybody were going, I mean, 50, 60 at a time, going to Hillary Rodham Clinton in California. Now, we call that a clue that maybe California is in play for Donald Trump, believe it or not. Anyway, other stories that are out there. You know, this whole thing that's going on with Charlotte. I want to go back to the 60s and 70s when riots were real riots. I mean, these riots are totally controlled and contrived for the most part. And once again, what we're finding out in Charlotte, there was a black man who was confronted. The black man had a gun, and a black officer shot him dead. Now, the narrative came out that he had a book. He had a book in his hand. Quickly it was developed, he had a book in his hand, he didn't have a gun. The victim. Well, the reality check was, and we're finding out now, there's actual video now of the individual with a gun, the victim with a gun, and the black officer shooting him. So where is that narrative now? Does that sound a little familiar? Start to sound like Ferguson to you? A lot of parallels to Ferguson. They're following the same mold. These are not riots like I've known riots. I mean, L.A. riots. I lived through the L.A. riots twice, the Watts riots and the 92 riots. Hello, real riots. Real riots. Real people rioting. Real people being shot. Real Koreans standing up and defending their property with their Second Amendment after being told by the police, you're on your own. Get your guns out and get going. And they defended their property against, the rioters. You see, this is not rioting like we used to have in the 60s and 70s. I'm sorry. It's more contrived and controlled. Ferguson, as far as I'm concerned, was a controlled burn. In other words, George Soros and his anarchists that he hires were in there controlling and following through on the riots that they were starting to set themselves. Remember that? And what happened? What happened with Michael Brown, the so-called victim? Hands up, don't shoot. When the truth came out, and so quick was this administration to judge the racist, bigoted Obama, so quick to judge what happened in Ferguson, we find out that that narrative never actually happened. There was never a situation where Michael Brown had his hands up, don't shoot, narrative going on. Didn't happen. What happened was Michael Brown strong-armed robbery or robbed a store in which he took out a whole bunch of small little cigars, a couple of boxes worth. And what do you use those cigars for? You make what's called blunts. This particular brand, and I'm not going to say the brand, you hollow out the cigar and you pack it with marijuana, and they're called blunts in the business. And he could sell a lot of blunts, about 48 of them. That's how he was making his money. And by the way, the autopsy showed that he had a high content THC in his bloodstream. An 18-year-old, very heavy young man, taking on a police officer high on marijuana. That's what happened with Michael Brown. He reached for the gun inside the officer's car. The officer stopped him on a legitimate stop when he's walking down the street, the middle of the street. he confronts him and says, hey, you know, you look a lot like this guy. And guess what? A fight ensued where Michael Brown is actually fighting with the officer, reached for his gun, and the gun fires. The officer gets out of the car and is charged by Michael Brown, and he shoots him dead. The officer had every right to do it. But what? No. We can't do that. We've got to seize upon this racial incident. White cop, black kid. Let's be racist about it. And let's create a crisis like we've never had before. We're going to get rioting in the street going on. And remember, when the rioting started and they called out the National Guard was told to stand down and let the rioters riot. That's why I called it a controlled burn, because these anarchists that were coming in were being paid by none other than George Soros. Number one sponsor of President Barack Hussein Obama, the billionaire Nazi, who supports this president like anybody else does. Now, by the way, we did not hear at all, from the Attorney General at the time, Eric Holder, to calm down. Let's not have this rioting. There was no calls for peace from Eric Holder. And really, did the president call for any kind of peace or anything? Oh, no, just let the rioters riot. If you don't say something and you see something, then guess what? Don't be surprised that they'll riot, which is exactly what was happening in Ferguson. And what is happening in Charlotte? What happened in Baltimore? Well, the racist, bigoted president of the United States, President Barack Hussein Obama, said nothing. You got to get it together, ladies and gentlemen, and see what's really, truly going on. Stay with us. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-600-5860. That's 800-600-5860. 800-600-5860.
Do you take Viagra? Are you tired of overpaying for your pills? What if you could get the exact same results for just a fraction of the price, guaranteed? Well, now you can with Sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra. With 20 milligram generic Sildenafil tablets, you get the exact same results of Viagra for less than $2 per pill. And again, the results are guaranteed. Getting your pills doesn't get any easier or cheaper than this. So call 800-297-6668 now.
Talking about America's decline, the liars that rule, the impending police state, the collapse of the dollar and the economy, or the loss of electricity due to an EMP? Well, it's just talk. A wise man does more. He prepares. Whatever the trigger or disaster, you cannot depend on your local grocer, the big box store, or any government handouts to feed your family. So reclaim your independence and food freedom by purchasing Numana Food Storage from foodforliberty.com. Numana Food Storage meals are individually wrapped and placed in a reusable bucket. Numana meals are delicious. Potato cheese casserole, beans and rice, pancakes, pasta primavera, habanero chili, and more. No MSG, no preservatives, no high fructose corn syrup, no GMOs. Nutritious food to feed your family, friends, and assembly at a very reasonable price, under $2 a meal, so you can have a better shot at surviving the tough times. With a shelf life of 25 years, it's food insurance and food assurance. You'll need to add the fire in the water. Make the wise choice. Order new.
And we're back here on Agenda 21 Radio. Please visit our website, A21R.com. That's A21R.com. It's agenda21radio.news. It's the other way. Either way, it gets you there. You can email me, paul at A21R.com. Paul at A21R.com. Quicker than to spell the whole thing out, I guess, right? We want to be abbreviated with our email addresses. You know, everybody's doing it, by the way. Anyway, okay, so listen, the struggle between the globalists and those of us that want autonomy continues. Now, yesterday I brought up an interesting subject, and I got quite a few emails from people. I said that I made the comparison between really the three, what I think, movers and shakers of our modern time. Big time. I mean this. I said Nigel Farage. Now, remember who Nigel is. Nigel Farage is the guy who's starting the breakup of the EU, the European Union. The globalist dream coming together of taking and putting together the entire European continent as one nation, so to speak, under the European Union banner. Now, how's that working out for everybody? Well, it's not working out real good because it's a socialist nightmare, as is turning out, which is the way it always turns out, especially if you don't have a constitution based upon freedom and the rule of law and inalienable rights, God-given rights. The rights that were given to people in the EU were granted by the government. Just like in Adolf Hitler's time, just like in Stalin, just like in Mao's time, just like right now we see in all the other countries except for the United States of America. We have God-given rights here, and we have a constitution, we follow and we abide by that. Except if you're President Barack Hussein Obama, who is a globalist, wannabe tin pot dictator, we're just not allowing him to do that. But anyway, so what we have right now is a real struggle going on with the globalists trying to hang on to what they already got. Well, they got the EU, right? Well, they don't got much of it left after the Brexit takes place. And who's in charge of that? Nigel Farage. He is the one. He's, you know, in the Parliament of England, and he is also represented and goes to the EU as the representative. He is the one who started pounding the table. We got to get out of here. We got to get our country, Great Britain, out of the European Union and go back to our own autonomous state. Because when they all joined up to become part of the EU, they all joined up to follow the laws that were being dictated from the EU out of Brussels. That's what every country did. And so what's going on now is they've got an absolute mess because of immigration now, don't they? No borders, just whatever. And by the way, I was there on a very historic night. I didn't realize. I was there in 1992 when those borders went down. I was on one of the first trains. In fact, it was the first train from Munich into Zurich, Switzerland at 12:10 in the morning when 10 minutes earlier there was a border. Then 10 minutes later, there's no border. No border protection, no border guards. They let everybody stand down. Border guards stood down and they watched these reprobates, in my opinion, go streaming across the border. You could tell they're all drug dealers. It was amazing. And, you know, that was the first night it happened. I was there when that happened in 1992. Now, fast forward 2016. Everybody said, hey, that's a cool idea. We're all going to be in the EU, and we're all going to have no borders between our nations. So no borders between Switzerland and Germany, Germany and France, Germany and the Netherlands, Germany and Russia. You know, the whole thing goes, none of it. Oh, there was a between Russia and Poland. So those borders stood up. But anything in the EU, forget it. You could travel cross borders, no passport checks, no checking of luggage between countries, none of that stuff. Now we have a situation where Great Britain has realized that's kind of like a big mistake, thanks to Nigel Farage. Now, here's the deal. Nigel stepped up and said, look, we need autonomy. We need an autonomous state. Now, let's go to Donald Trump. Donald Trump has taken it upon himself to say, we need an autonomous country, the United States of America. And we do not need NAFTA. We do not need all these, you know, notions of one world governance by the United Nations and by others breaking down our borders. The United Nations, which is, of course, a big George Bush senior, notion that came out in 1992. He actually professed it, that we have to turn everything over to the United Nations. Well, here we are in 2016, and they're trying to do it. And guess what? How's it working out for everybody? What it's turning out to be is nothing more than a totalitarian attempt at taking over countries all around the world. Everybody relaxes their borders, and guess what? We step up and lead. Now, who are the leaders? We don't know yet. We know that we won't have any say in who they are. We won't be able to elect leaders anymore. Think about that. That's what they want. The globalists, you know, and we'll run down the whole list of them. They do not want any kind of borders. They do not want elections. They want to dictate to us who the leaders are going to be for us, who know more and know better than you and I as to who we should be electing. We don't have a piece of that action any longer. That's the way the globalists think. And, of course, the next step is to take your property, take everything. Like here in California, we have a globalist governor, and which, by the way, will have had him 16 years as a governor. First tour was in the 70s, then 2010. Now, here's the deal. A lot of questions as to how he became governor the second time. And a lot of people are starting to investigate Jerry Brown as to how this happened, that he became the governor after, you know, his first two terms. Lots of suspicion about Jerry Brown. Anyway, but, you know, what happened to California? California is under the yoke of a dictator, Jerry Brown, and the one monoparty that we have. We have no Republican Party that's viable in California. Unless Donald Trump takes California, then it might revive the Republican Party. But under Jim Brulte, we hope he's not involved at all in a new Republican Party. I'm sorry, Jim, but you're a loser, buddy. You are the worst thing that could have happened and can happen to the Republican Party because you're not, well, you're not really a true loyal American. You're a globalist. And how much money have you been paid off, I guess, is the big question. But I want to get into another third person. We've got Nigel Farage. We've got Donald Trump fighting the globalists, the one world order people. And we have Mark Baird fighting the globalists, the one world order people. Now, if you've not heard of Mark Baird, he is the guy behind the Jefferson Movement in Northern California, 21 counties that have said, we have declared that we want to be free of the totalitarian dictatorship in California. That's what these counties have declared. We want to be free, and they're working on it right now under the tutelage and leadership of Mark Baird, who, by the way, is just like a founding father. You listen to him talk, and he talks just like the founding fathers do. You might as well just, you know, he could be the modern-day founding father of a new state, and he is, the state of Jefferson. You know, it was interesting, and I was lamenting this the other day, that when we started, they announced that they're going to have their first assembly, the first gathering of people from 21 counties for the state of Jefferson on July 23rd. And I was there and I gave a speech, and you can see the speech that I gave and others gave at that assembly. We expected really about 100 people might show up. We didn't really know how many, but if we had 100, that was great. That was great. The night before the meeting, we checked it out and said, okay, how many people have actually registered? And we looked at it and said, oh my God, 680 people had registered. We show up there, over 700 people show up. A political force shows up because these people are saying no more dictatorship in California. We want a new, well, we want a new state. And we what we want is we want a, well, more perfect union, the state of Jefferson. Nigel Farage, Donald Trump, and Mark Baird. Anti-globalists. All. Stay with us. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
He's undoing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-600-5860. That's 800-600-5860. 800-600-5860.
Do you take Viagra? Are you tired of overpaying for your pills? What if you could get the exact same results for just a fraction of the price, guaranteed? Well, now you can with Sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra. With 20-milligram generic Sildenafil tablets, you get the exact same results of Viagra for less than $2 per pill. And again, the results are guaranteed. That's right, absolutely guaranteed results for a fraction of the cost of Viagra. So give your wallet a break and call us toll-free at 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil delivered discreetly to your door. And of course, while saving hundreds of dollars, you'll also be saving time by saying goodbye to those long, embarrassing pharmacy lines once and for all. Again, just call 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil with a 100% money-back guarantee. Getting your pills doesn't get any easier or cheaper than this. So call 800-297-6668 now.
Talking about America's decline, the liars that rule, the impending police state, the collapse of the dollar and the economy, or the loss of electricity due to an EMP? Well, it's just talk. A wise man does more. He prepares. Whatever the trigger or disaster, you cannot depend on your local grocer, the big box store, or any government handouts to feed your family. So reclaim your independence and food freedom by purchasing Numana Food Storage from foodforliberty.com. Numana Food Storage meals are individually wrapped and placed in a reusable bucket. Numana meals are delicious. Potato cheese casserole, beans and rice, pancakes, pasta primavera, habanero chili, and more. No MSG, no preservatives, no high fructose corn syrup, no GMOs. Nutritious food to feed your family, friends, and assembly at a very reasonable price, under $2 a meal, so you can have a better shot at surviving the tough times. With a shelf life of 25 years, it's food insurance and food assurance. You'll need to add the fire in the water. Make the wise choice. Order new.
The affirmative task we have now is to actually create a new world order.
Okay, we're back here on Agenda 21 Radio, and please visit our website, 821R.com, 821R.com. You get all the news and information. A couple of things, little housekeeping things going on here and some of the stories that we're going to continue to follow. As you know, a couple of days ago, we covered the crash of the Dragon Lady, which, of course, in the Air Force parlance is known as a U-2, that crashed really not very many miles from my house. And we went out and covered the story, met with some Air Force people and so on. And we just, as of yesterday, late yesterday afternoon, found out that the pilot who was killed, there was one pilot that was killed, the other one survived. It was a training mission. You know, you got to learn how to fly U-2s, and U-2s are very, very difficult aircraft to fly. If you've ever seen them fly, or seen them slow fly in particular, you can tell the pilots struggle because they're not designed to be at low altitudes flying slowly. They're designed to be at high altitudes flying moderately fast. Anyway, but the pilot has been identified as a Lieutenant Colonel Ira S. Eadie, and that's E-A-D-I-E. And our thoughts and prayers go out to his family serving our country. And I have a feeling he was the actual pilot because they're listed as two pilots that are one pilot is injured. So we think that the training pilot is injured. That's only speculation. We're not going to go any further with it. But it was pretty obvious that their altitude was around 17,000 feet, I guess, when they first started to have trouble with the aircraft. It seemed to be an engine issue. and again, that's what it, based upon witness statements that I heard from at the scene and what we reported, but other people have come forward, so we'll find out. They're going to do a complete investigation, obviously. You just don't lose a plane like this, or do we lose a pilot of the caliber of Lieutenant Colonel Ira Eady without a very, very thorough investigation as to what happened with this YouTube that U2 that crashed over the Sutter Buttes in Sutter County, California, out of Beale Air Force Base. And 17 miles away from the Air Force Base, the plane was gathering altitude at the time. If you've ever seen a YouTube take off, a U2 aircraft take off, they go up to high altitude very quickly because that's where they're made for, is to be up there, not at low altitude. 17,000 feet is a very low altitude for this aircraft. A lot of people think, well, that's pretty high altitude, but a lot of things happen. I can tell you, based upon what I hear and what there is actually a video that's out showing the aircraft getting into a flat spin, dropping like a rock after the pilots have ejected. And we're not sure how the pilot was killed. We do know that there are canopy issues, kind of like what you saw in the movie Top Gun with Goose bailing out, that sort of thing. There are those issues. We know that in 1996 an aircraft crashed in Oroville, and that became the actual issue. That's what killed the pilot. The pilot steered the aircraft away from downtown Oroville successfully, that it was having similar issues with the engine. In fact, the description I got from the person I talked to was actually a witness in Oroville. It was kind of interesting. And that was back in 1996, and they said that from what they were told, it had similar issues. So the pilot bailed out, hit the canopy, and he was killed instantly, and he successfully parachuted down to the ground, but it was too late. He was dead at the time. That was back in 1996. So similar issues with a similar aircraft, with an identical aircraft. So is it a repeat? I don't know. We're going to find out through the investigations as it should be. So that's our hearts and prayers go out to thoughts and prayers go out to Lieutenant Colonel Ira S. Eady's family, who have now been notified. He is the pilot who's identified in the Dragon Lady crash at Northern California. Okay, so other things that are going on. We're going to talk about the One World Order, folks. And we're bringing this up because we're going to talk about, in order to understand the One World Order, folks, it's all about money and it's all about corruption, complete corruption. And the scale and magnitude of their corruption is beyond the pale. And when I first started getting into this, you know, you read the book about Jekyll Island and all this other stuff, and you start realizing, you know, hey, I've been in some of those places they're talking about and know some of these people or have heard about some of these people, and pretty soon one thing leads to another, and you go, man, you know. But the level of corruption, which is really being brought forward by Hillary Clinton and, you know, what's going on with the Clinton foundations and so on, and the emails that are coming out, really serve at the underpinnings of the destruction, in my opinion, of the globalist and what they're trying to do. Now, this article that came out that we published here on Agenda 21 Radio, it's kind of interesting. This is an article about what's going on in the Philippines. Now, we've been following Ron Kirkish, who is a writer that contributes to Agenda 21 Radio. We have a series of articles going to come out that he's put together about what's going on in the Philippines. And the Philippines has had huge drug issues because they've been drug trafficking. The cartels, similar cartels as what we find here in Mexico and what we find really all throughout our nation. I mean, we have cartels in our county, and the cartels are very, very active in our county. A lot of people don't know they're not active. Sure they are. They're active in every county in the state of California, especially counties that grow marijuana. Oh, hello, the big hustle for marijuana. Colorado. Colorado's just awash with cartels. Are you kidding me? And by the way, the old thing, oh, well, you know, if we legalize marijuana, we'll take away the incentive of the cartels to sell marijuana. And I kept on saying, are you stupid with that logic, guys? What you're doing is creating the market at a higher price for the cartels, who will sell it to that price point that you tax it at, so that these states and counties can get their money from the sale of marijuana. And, of course, guess what's happening in Colorado? And we've got a report coming up on Colorado and the marijuana issue that's just going to knock your socks off. talk about killing kids. That's what's going on in Colorado and in Washington. Kids are dying. Adults are dying. Crime is way up. And the cartels are getting richer because they love how stupid the Colorado voters are. Will California voters repeat? I hope not. And hopefully we can stem this tide of what we've got going on with recreational marijuana being legalized here in California, because a lot of people will die. And, of course, everybody's being positioned right now out there with the cartels. We understand you're working with your county officers, your supervisors, all that stuff. They're trying to infiltrate. They're passing money around, lots of money sometimes for supervisors and their elections. Oh, did I throw that out? To some of you out there that are listening to the radio show, your county supervisors are taking money from the cartels corruptly. I said corruptly. I think that's probably the best choice of words. But we go to the Philippines, and this is the headlines from the president of the Philippines. By the way, there was a issue going on with the president and our president, the president of the Philippines and our president, and we're going to talk about that in a second. But he says this to the EU. Interesting, we're talking about the EU, right? He goes, F you. EU, and this is the headline, Philippine president hits out at Brussels amid EU bureaucrats meddling. What are the EU bureaucrats doing meddling in the Philippines? Hello? Have you heard of the One World Order yet? Have you heard of these globalists yet? Don't you think that's an interesting title? I was grasped by it. But we have a whole series of articles over the last several months about how this president, Rodrigo Duterte, has been battling with, guess what? The globalists. And he's trying to protect his own country from the globalists. And who steps in? Leadership in Brussels. Now, who could that be in Brussels? Well, besides the EU. Who else is parked out there in Brussels? Could it be the, well, Opus Dei? Stay with us. More to come on Agenda 21 Radio.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control.
Do you take Viagra? Are you tired of overpaying for your pills? What if you could get the exact same results for just a fraction of the price, guaranteed? Well, now you can with Sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra. With 20 milligram generic Sildenafil tablets, you get the exact same results of Viagra for less than $2 per pill. And again, the results are guaranteed. That's right, absolutely guaranteed results for a fraction of the cost of Viagra. So give your wallet a break and call us toll-free at 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil delivered discreetly to your door. And of course, while saving hundreds of dollars, you'll also be saving time by saying goodbye to those long, embarrassing pharmacy lines once and for all. Again, just call 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil with a 100% money-back guarantee. Getting your pills doesn't get any easier or cheaper than this. So call 800-297-6668 now.
Talking about America's decline, the liars that rule, the impending police state, the collapse of the dollar and the economy, or the loss of electricity due to an EMP? Well, it's just talk. A wise man does more. He prepares. Whatever the trigger or disaster, you cannot depend on your local grocer, the big box store, or any government handouts to feed your family. So reclaim your independence and food freedom by purchasing Numana Food Storage from foodforliberty.com. Numana Food Storage meals are individually wrapped and placed in a reusable bucket. Numana meals are delicious. Potato cheese casserole, beans and rice, pancakes, pasta primavera, habanero chili, and more. No MSG, no preservatives, no high fructose corn syrup, no GMOs. Nutritious food to feed your family, friends, and assembly at a very reasonable price, under $2 a meal. So you can have a better shot at surviving the tough times. With a shelf life of 25 years, it's food insurance and food assurance. You'll need to add the fire in the water. Make the wise choice. Order new.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
And we're back here on Agenda 21 Radio, and we're talking about Rodrigo Duterte. Stunned reporters and officials when he responded to the MEP's condemnation of his government's brutal anti-crime crackdown, which has seen suspects summarily executed by police. Do you believe that? That they're just summarily executing drug traffickers in the Philippines. And the EU is complaining about it. Yeah, the EU. That, you know, when everything is said and done, we find out about the EU and the backers behind the EU, we're going to find out what a criminal enterprise it truly is and how many millions of people, well, either have been maimed, injured, or died as a result of them. An EU statement urged President Duterte, I guess you could say, to put an end to the extrajudicial killings and launch an alternative campaign in line with international human rights. But the controversial president did not hold back in his response to Brussels during a speech in Davos City on Tuesday. He said, "I read the condemnation of the EU against me, and I will tell them to F off." "You're doing it in atonement for your sins," he says of the EU out of Brussels. He accused the bloc of hypocrisy, saying a rudimentary check of the history books showed European countries had killed thousands of people in the past. He added, "And then the EU has the gall to condemn me? I repeat, F you." So much for the one world order in the Philippines, right? Anyway, protests have been held in Manila in response to the extrajudicial killings. And, of course, he is ignoring those. More than 2,400 people are estimated to have died in the past 2 months in the Philippines during a brutal war between police and drug gangs. U.S. President Barack Hussein Obama has previously been on the receiving end of one of President Duterte's foul-mouthed rants, being branded a son of a bee for saying he would question the Philippines leader over his anti-drug campaign. Now, nobody here on the Agenda 21 Radio is saying these drug cartel members need to be just summarily executed. I kind of draw the line there. I draw the red line in the sand on that one. Right, President Obama? Well, you can see how effective he was with communicating with the Philippine president there. The Philippine president retracted what he said. He apologized to the White House because, the president, when he was over there, canceled his meeting with the Philippine president. Over this, can't be seen with a killer. One killer with another killer. You know what I mean? Anyway, so I just bring this up because this guy gets what's going on. I'm going to tell you, cut through the chase here. The cartels are at the beck and call of Brussels. Hello, they work together. And this is the line in the sand I'm trying to draw to you. The Mexican drug cartels are working along with the globalists. In fact, they're providing a lot of the funds for the globalists in their activities, besides stealing it from our own treasury, which, of course, the president here has opened up to just about everybody and their mother. Right? Our own treasury. So a little bit of drama going on between the Philippines and the Brussels, and why? Because they're meddling with another country's business. Well, it's a real business. Who is this Philippine president to disrupt the flow of cash from drug sales to the EU? And see, because the EU is starving for money, we know that. Remember what happened to Apple Computer out of Ireland? Oh yeah, the EU came up and fined Apple Computer like something like $16 billion for tax evasion, which there's really no basis for their claim. But they're claiming it because why Brussels is broke. Well, Brussels is broke because what happened was Nigel Farage managed to withdraw Great Britain from the EU. That's a huge chunk of change lost to the EU. See, the EU is a, well, is a socialist/communist organization. They don't really make their own money in the sense that they have an economy, a capitalistic economy. It's completely a socialistic economy. And they've run out of other people's money. So, you know, what really is happening in the Philippines is the president is really kind of messing with the flow of cash from the cartels to the EU in Brussels. Get it? What I'm trying to do is draw a picture for you so you understand what is going on in the global scheme of things. And this is just one outlet. And I have to tell you, I respect the guy because I don't respect what he's doing and killing people. That's not the point. But I do respect him from the standpoint that what he's doing is telling these other guys, really the source of my problem, the selling of drugs, is you, EU. That's what he's saying. And that's what we should be saying too here in our own country. In our own country. Because drugs are awash in this country right now, especially marijuana. High content THC, which is starting to really have a big negative effect in Colorado, and all these, you know, politicians out there that have no experience with marijuana and substance abuse, and they've pontificated, oh, we can get a lot of money from this. How about we educate our kids and create our own economy here in the United States of America like we used to have before we redistributed our wealth? How about we do that and create jobs? You know, that's the thing about socialists. They don't know how to, quote, create jobs because they don't know what goes into that. They've never done that before. They've been completely dependent all their lives, especially those that go off to college. Now, I'm a college graduate. But, you know, before I was a college graduate, I was a grunt worker out in the fields. I used to work in the fields and pick oranges. Started that when I was 12 years old because we needed money for our family. Those are some things I remember. But I also know how to build things and also know how to create jobs. I learned that along the line. Something that Nigel Farage says could never happen in the EU. That's why Great Britain left. Stay with us. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-600-5860. That's 800-600-5860. 800-600-5860.
Do you take Viagra? Are you tired of overpaying for your pills? What if you could get the exact same results for just a fraction of the price, guaranteed? Well, now you can with Sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra. With 20 milligram generic Sildenafil tablets, you get the exact same results of Viagra for less than $2 per pill. And again, the results are guaranteed. That's right, absolutely guaranteed results for a fraction of the cost of Viagra. So give your wallet a break and call us toll-free at 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil delivered discreetly to your door. And of course, while saving hundreds of dollars, you'll also be saving time by saying goodbye to those long, embarrassing pharmacy lines once and for all. Again, just call 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil with a 100% money-back guarantee. Getting your pills doesn't get any easier or cheaper than this. So call 800-297-6668 now.
talking about America's decline, the liars that rule, the impending police state, the collapse of the dollar and the economy, or the loss of electricity due to an EMP? Well, it's just talk. A wise man does more. He prepares. Whatever the trigger or disaster, you cannot depend on your local grocer, the big box store, or any government handouts to feed your family. So reclaim your independence and food freedom by purchasing Numana Food Storage from foodforliberty.com. Numana Food Storage meals are individually wrapped and placed in a reusable bucket. Numana meals are delicious. Potato cheese casserole, beans and rice, pancakes, pasta primavera, habanero chili, and more. No MSG, no preservatives, no high fructose corn syrup, no GMOs. Nutritious food to feed your family, friends, and assembly at a very reasonable price, under $2 a meal, so you can have a better shot at surviving the tough times. With a shelf life of 25 years, it's food insurance and food assurance. You'll need to add the fire in the water. Make the wise choice. Order new.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. A lot of things going on. Visit our website, 821R.com, 821R.com, and also you can visit, email me. Visit with me. Visit with Paul. You can visit with me on 821, Paul at 821R.com. Little reminder that you can listen to us on Red State Talk Radio, the premier digital radio outlet in the nation. Boy, we're number one. And this radio show is in the top 10 of the 85 top talkers digitally from the 6 to 9 Pacific time, a.m. Pacific time, or 9 to 12 Eastern time. And we're really very, very appreciative of the listenership that we have, and we absolutely do appreciate our listeners. Now, a couple of things coming up for us. First of all, Orlean Curley, who you heard earlier in the radio show, she's got her big conference coming up October 1st. In Sacramento, and you might want to check our website or go to eagleforum.com. And yeah, she's going to probably talk quite a bit about Phyllis Schlafly, because she was very close to Phyllis Schlafly, and I met Phyllis Schlafly myself through Orlean Curley a number of years ago. So they're going to have a great tribute to her. And also remember, our Liberty Tour is coming up. Liberty Tour number 5 is going to be with us October 28th and 29th. And who's going to be our guest speaker and main featured speaker is Janet Finicum. Yeah, LaVoie Finicum's wife. Anyway, stay with us. More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio. Remember, as I always say at this point in time, stay strong, America. Stay strong. We are exceptional Americans.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
Two, 1, 1, 0.
860.
Do you take Viagra? Are you tired of overpaying for your pills? What if you could get the exact same results for just a fraction of the price, guaranteed? Well, now you can with Sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra. With 20 milligram generic Sildenafil tablets, you get the exact same results of Viagra for less than $2 per pill. And again, the results are guaranteed. That's right, absolutely guaranteed results for a fraction of the cost of Viagra. So give your wallet a break and call us toll-free at 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil delivered discreetly to your door. And of course, while saving hundreds of dollars, you'll also be saving time by saying goodbye to those long, embarrassing pharmacy lines once and for all. Again, just call 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil with a 100% money-back guarantee. Getting your pills doesn't get any easier or cheaper than this. So call 800-297-6668 now.
Talking about America's decline, the liars that rule, the impending police state, the collapse of the dollar and the economy, or the loss of electricity due to an EMP? Well, it's just talk. A wise man does more. He prepares. Whatever the trigger or disaster, you cannot depend on your local grocer, the big box store, or any government handouts to feed your family. So reclaim your independence and food freedom by purchasing Numana Food Storage from foodforliberty.com. Numana Food Storage meals are individually wrapped and placed in a reusable bucket. Numana meals are delicious. Potato cheese casserole, beans and rice, pancakes, pasta primavera, habanero chili, and more. No MSG, no preservatives, no high fructose corn syrup, no GMOs. Nutritious food to feed your family, friends, and assembly at a very reasonable price, under $2 a meal, so you can have a better shot at surviving the tough times. With a shelf life of 25 years, it's food insurance and food assurance. You'll need to add the fire in the water. Make the wise choice. Order new.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.